The winner of the C.A. Anderson Award this past spring is Professor Julie Ivan.
Good afternoon. First, I'd like to say thank you, and thank you for this award. I know some of my students this past semester might be thinking, how did you get this award? We just had a four-hour final. It was supposed to be 3 hours long. But alas, thank you. I want to say congratulations to each of you, and congratulations on your accomplishment this year. And in particular, I want to say congratulations to your families, because this is really all about family and how families come together towards a common good to promote and encourage each of your students, and how as a result of what you've done as families, you now have this wonderful gift to celebrate. And I'd like to thank each of the mothers and fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers, aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, and sisters, all who have come together to have what we have here today. And I'd like to thank you and congratulate you for this wonderful accomplishment. Now, I also am a mother, and most of you guys know my kids, at least by name, Michael, James, and Charles, because they're often referred to exam problems, homework, and they also are one of many of my stories throughout class. And, you know, as I said, this is about family, but when we think about family, it's actually bigger than just your blood relatives. Your family goes beyond that, and I like to think that every year my family gets a little bit larger by my students, by about 20 or 30, maybe 60. Every semester as we grow, and our department's family grows. And I think that in your time here, you come to realize and see that your family's everywhere. It's your office mates, it's your homework partners, it's the faculty around. All of us are working towards this common goal to help you and promote you. And I'd like to say, this year in particular, all the students are here for about 4 or 5, 6 years, depending. But there's a special group of students. We have a large group of PhD students. And those students, they're here pretty much for 4 to 6 years. And we meet with them every day. And so there's this group. I've been here since 2007. And they really are like family to me, because I was thinking, I was like, why do I feel so close to them? And part of it is that my youngest child is only like 1 year older than them. So like his whole life, I've known them as well, and I watched them grow and become a family as I watch each of you, and I just want to say congratulations. Now, I feel like one of the reasons I'm here is to kind of provide encouragement. I always feel in some ways that you guys don't realize how great you are, and I think that one of my goals is to help you remind you how great you are as you're getting ready to leave this place and go out and understand that you're well prepared and you're ready for all the challenges that you face. So I have 3 pieces of advice. First, be brave. Okay, you're already brave. You were brave when you headed into this phase of life coming here, and you left home 4, 5, 6 years ago to pursue your degree at NC State, and you survived. You did self, even. And now as you finish this phase, dare to be brave. Explore new things. Know that you're well prepared to face all the challenges and adventures ahead of you. And I'm not just biased because I helped to train you, but I know you're good. And so you're ready for all that comes before you. So the second point, believe in yourself. You can and will do great things. You are well prepared. You're competitive. You are the best and the brightest. And if I take from my alma mater's fight song, you're among the leaders and the best. You are good. You do not need to feel insecure. You're ready. You're ready to make decisions in the face of uncertainty, as I've trained you to do in stochastic processes over the past several years. You know how to find the optimal path, or at least you can find the heuristic that'll get you there approximately. Pretty good. I know, and I've talked to many of you, and I know that you're good. And there's a reason beyond torture that I gave you a 4-hour final and a 3-hour period, or for some of you had an exam that lasted over 2 days. I know that you can do it. I believe in you, and now you know you can too. I mean, how much worse can it be going forward? And you're here today, and you're ready to take on the world. And then third, trust that you're on the right path. I believe that everything that happens for a reason. And And at the end, even life's challenges will somehow be to your good. The path may not be straight. It may not be the path that you envision, but know that your steps are ordered and are guided. So, some of you, you may have even thought you'd be an IE when you first started college and you were in those other majors that aren't as good. We discovered the world's best hidden secret and the best nature in the world. And in the process, you learned tools that gave you the power to change the world and to improve it. You're ready. My wish for you is for each of you to believe in yourselves at least half as much as I believe in you, because I know that you can do great things. Now finally, I leave you with a poem by Max Irwin from Carefoot, Indiana. It's the Serenata of Happiness. Go placidly amidst the haste, the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and the arrogant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexatious to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for there will always be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your accomplishments as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially, do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, or in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a personal discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars, you have a right to be here. And whether or not it is here to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, and in the confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its shams, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive.